Good afternoon and welcome to another episode of Everyday Recovery. My name is Jim Lang. I'm the Senior Vice President and Director of Men's Addiction Recovery here at America's Keswick. And each week we just wanted to bring you a devotion that kind of gives you a glimpse into the curriculum and some of the topics that we talk about here at the Colony of Mercy and at Barbara's Place. And so this past week at the Colony, we were talking about commitment and being committed not only to recovery, but being committed to Christ and committed to God. And so where we really have to start with our commitment to God is always His commitment to us. Our commitment to Christ always has to be rooted and founded and filtered through His commitment to us. One of my favorite verses, and I really use it every time I have an opportunity to share God's word at the chapel or any place I get to speak, I always try to fit this verse into my message somewhere because it's so foundational. It's Romans 5:8 and says that while we are still sinners, Christ died for us. And so before my knee was ever bent to the Lord, before I ever sought Him out, before I even knew about Him, His love was placed on me. He was fully committed to me to the point of death. In my sinfulness, in my rebellion, at my worst moment, that is when Christ died for me. That is how committed He is to me. And so my commitment to Him needs to be rooted and born out of that. And so this isn't a white knuckle, try harder type of commitment. This is a dive deeper into God's grace, deeper into His mercy, deeper into His love for us. And then I'm so filled with gratitude for what He has already done for me that I become committed to Him. And I think we get a glimpse of this in a short parable that Jesus tells in Matthew chapter 13. In Matthew chapter 13, this parable is just one verse long. And it says, the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field that a man found and reburied. Then in his joy, he goes and sells everything he has and buys that field. And so back then, this man probably found this treasure in the field. And the law was is that whoever owned the field, whatever was found in that field would be their possession. And so this man finds this treasure, and it so captures his heart that he wants the treasure. And so he reburies the treasure, and then he goes, it says, he goes and sells everything he has and buys that field. And so this treasure that he found captivated his heart so much that everything he had, everything that he accumulated over his life, all his life savings, the things that were once cherished items were now discardable. Like he sold it all for this treasure. And that is what happens in our hearts when we understand what Christ has done for us. As we see the treasure of Christ, as we see His mercy and grace in our lives, our hearts realize that that is what it's been looking for. We see the treasure and we're willing to sell everything we have for that treasure. And so our commitment to God, our commitment to Christ, has to be rooted in His commitment to us, has to be rooted in what has been done for me. The treasure that satisfies is a relationship with our Creator. That is what we are longing for. That's what our hearts are yearning for. And we go throughout life trying to fill this yearning with all sorts of different things. And so we try to fill it with money or with relationships or with our jobs. And those things never fully satisfy. And so it's the relationship with our Creator that we are longing for. And the treasure is that while we are still sinners, Christ died for us. While we are still helpless, we cannot make ourselves in right relationship with God. But Christ on our behalf was so committed to us that He came down from heaven. He died the death that we should have died, and He lived the life that we should have lived and made a way for us to have that relationship with our Creator. And so our commitment to Christ always is rooted in His commitment to us. And so as we look to dive deeper into relationship with God, we need to dive deeper into the gospel, deeper into the truth that He loved us so much that He came and ransomed us. Hope you've enjoyed this devotional. If you or anyone you know is struggling with addiction, I'd love to speak with you. You can give me a call at 732-350-1187. I'm extension 1041, and we'll see you next week.